This goes to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-A-C, that's 989-583-1914, regarding Wendell, W-E-N-D-E-L, last name is Lee, L-E-E, date of birth 11-19 of 1941. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mr. Lee, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which actually have been present since 2015. Mr. Lee states that he was asked to come see a nephrologist several years ago, but he told his provider that he was actually feeling fine and did not want to have a referral at that time. But with the worsening of kidney function, he was willing to make an appointment at this time for evaluation. He's been feeling well. He's actually a fairly healthy gentleman, an 80-year-old gentleman who used to golf every day, several times a day, actually, he said. But lately, he does not golf as much, but he's able to do that still. He has chronic low back pain that tends to limit his activities now. He denies any chest pain or heart difficulties, no shortness of breath, none with exertion, no orthopnea. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has nocturia only once per night. He feels as if he's unable to empty his bladder or to urinate as much as he used to go. He'll feel a great urgency and then is not able to empty very much, he'll state. No cloudiness or foaminess is noted in the blood and no incontinence. He has chronic pain in his hand, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis, but he does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain and has never done so. No headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no edema, no claudication symptoms, no neuropathy. Past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, history of an elevated PSA level, right foot gout, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and rheumatoid arthritis that especially affects his hands, chronic low back pain, and hard of hearing. He does wear hearing aids. Past surgical history, he's had an appendectomy, a vasectomy, and three lumbar laminectomies. Social history, he's an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1970s. He uses alcohol, about one glass of wine a day. He is married. He's a retired business owner. He owned a furniture store in Mount Pleasant. Family history is significant for diabetes, asthma. Father had colon and prostate cancer, and brother had prostate carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. He has no known drug allergies. Medication, he takes Zocor, 40 milligram daily. Allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. And prednisone would be 10 milligram daily as needed for his gout flare-ups. But he has not used that for a while. Physical examination. Height is 70.5 inches. Weight, 180 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff, 130 over 60. Pulse is 67. His neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no palpable masses or nodules. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no hepatosplenomegaly, no masses, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. He has 2+ fetal pulses, brisk capillary refill, no lesions or ulcerations noted on feet. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.9, estimated GFR is 34, calcium is 9, sodium 139, potassium 5, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.0, liver enzymes are normal. I have labs from 4/22 of 2021. Creatinine was 1.8 at that time. And prior to that, we have labs 11.3 of 2015. Creatinine was 1.5 with estimated GFR of 46. Our last CBC was done 4/22 of 21. Hemoglobin 14, white count normal, normal platelets. We don't have a urinalysis. CT of the abdomen and pelvis were done May 19th of 2021. It looked like kidneys were real, although they were suboptimally evaluated with unenhanced CT. He did have a benign 4-centimeter left renal cyst that was noted. And urinary bladder was unremarkable, but he had an enlarged prostate was noted at that time. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with worsening of kidney function over the last 2 years. And it has been present since 2015. The patient did not remember doing labs in between 2015 and 2021. He rarely went to the doctor, he reports. We know he has benign prostatic hypertrophy according to the CT scan of 2021. The patient has been scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That will be September 30th at the Mount Pleasant Health Park. He's going to have labs rechecked at that time, and we're going to do urinalysis and a protein to creatinine urine ratio. And he'll have a follow-up visit within the next 2 to 4 weeks to review all the results. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.